Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco landlord has filed a lawsuit with Twitter saying the company skipped out on over $135,000 in back rent. Phil, what's going on here?
What we're seeing is sort of being Elon Musk and Twitter is a spotlight on something that's going on behind the scenes in San Francisco and leading to a lot of concern. And that's basically the tech retreat. What we're seeing is Elon Musk and others, and he's, like I said, getting all the attention, coming up short on $136,000 in rent on a building at 650 California Street. He's also behind rent or renegotiating with his Twitter headquarters on Mid-Market, which is with the Shorenstein Company, which is one of the biggest realtors in San Francisco. And, Patty, it boils down to this. That's the old saying in the financial world, owe me a buck and you owe me a million and you're a partner. Elon Musk is looking to renegotiate. A lot of the tech firms are looking to renegotiate the space they don't need at the price they paid. They don't want to. And so they're playing hardball, and that's hitting the real estate business at a time when interest rates are going up, refinancing is getting tougher, and these landlords, some of them are owing big bucks as well.
He's also facing a lawsuit from employees and former employees for being short on paying severance. It seems like a trend.
Oh, come on. Brett, that is one of the oldest tricks in the business is you sue me and then we settle for half or three quarters of what you know I owe you. That's cutthroat business left and right. And that is what we're seeing as well in the tech business. It's sort of, they call it the maturing of a business. Elon Musk, he acquired Twitter, but originally Twitter moved into the mid-market part of San Francisco amid tax breaks. They got what they called was the Twitter tax breaks. They gave them a tax break on their IPOs when they went public and made money, and also on their payroll tax. In return, they agreed to settle in this depressed area called mid-market, which has since sort of revitalized. A lot of apartments have gone in there. The neighborhood's really turned around. And now it's on the teeter. Is it going to stay happening, or is it going to fall again into the days of when it was an empty furniture mart area? So it's a high-stakes game that's going on behind the scenes. But when Elon Musk is involved, whether it's employee compensation or rent to the landlord, it's front-page news across the country these days.
You think Elon Musk, Twitter, or any of those other high-tech companies are going to get new tax breaks in the new year?
No, they aren't, Patty. The Twitter tax ran out, and there was little appetite for it continuing. It brought in thousands of jobs in San Francisco. In between 2008 and 2018, there were 4,900 startups. You know, the population of San Francisco rose by some 80,000 people. It brought in billions of dollars, and they got millions, $50 million estimated the tech got in tax breaks. There's no appetite at the city right now to extend those or to give them any more breaks. If anything, they're looking to tax them. The problem is that right now tech is shrinking, and so the taxes might be shrinking as well.
Job security for lawyers at Twitter. KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.